Well, looks like it's that time again, cowboys and cowghouls. You see, the Internet Phantoms podcast have been up to no good, I'll tell you what. Now, usually, we come to you once a week, but, you know, sometimes things just get out of hand. And they gotta go to good old HM for some stories. That's right. Cause here's the deal. I wanna welcome everybody, that's right, to the newest edition of the Internet Phantoms podcast. Grab a warm glass of milk. Bundle up, boys and ghouls. It's almost Halloween season. The leaves are changing, that's right. Only means one thing. It's time for Diaries of a Milkman.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
Now, you might be asking, just what is Diaries of a Milkman? Well, boys and ghouls, let me elaborate for you a little bit. You see, Diaries of a Milkman are just stories told by yours truly, good old HM. Now, here's the deal. I got this big old book right next to me. Now, this contains multiple stories containing multiple people. We got a couple for you tonight, actually. So like I said, make sure your milk is warm and your bones are chilled, because, baby, things are gonna get weird. Now, this first episode features none other than the sound guy. That's right, ghouls and goblins. We got Alex in the first episode. Now, some people may not know who he is, so let me help you out here. He's just a guy. That's right. He's just the sound guy. Now make sure you do tune into his music. He has been working, that's right. His collective Swamp Boys have been rustling around in my ears lately. So why don't we open up this book right here? Wipe the dust off. That's right, baby. Here's the first tale of the Internet Phantoms podcast. This is Diaries of a Milkman. All right, Internet Phantoms podcast, side exclusive. I don't know what to call these. No, I'm just so fucking high, and I don't even have enough room on this notebook. I think this is my first, manic episode, because this idea is insane. Yo, right. Okay, so what were we just talking about? Jesus Christ, PG-13, Mulan, the new Mulan.
New Mulan.
On Disney Plus, which all
came out.
Parents buy for their children, or just in general, Disney fans.
Yep.
But what I'm getting at is that there's a target audience, technically, and it's the nostalgic and children. Plus. And Mulan is rated 13 plus. It's rated PG-13.
Yep.
Now, okay, because of COVID and everything, they might not have realized, obviously, that Mulan was going to be a straight to fucking Disney Plus. It was supposed to be a big release, not an exclusive for Disney Plus, the service app, whatever, the streaming shit. But what I'm getting at is, how do I word this? Are they making children films at a more, raised, PG-13 area because pedophiles run Hollywood and it would make children seem older, which they already do, which isn't good. You know what I mean?
The old Disney movies, when you go back and watch them, you're like, oh, that's a little inappropriate. And you're like, as like a 29-year-old.
Well, sometimes I think it's for I think it's for the parents.
It's, but the kids still...
They hear it.
They kind of
And I know,
get
I'm
it.
Fucked up after the shit
I kind of get an idea. It plants a seed. So it's like a seed that shouldn't have been planted at all. That's my thing, watching these movies again as an adult. It's like, I wouldn't let my kids watch this. I don't even know what the fuck I would let my kids watch at this point. Brand new parent, podcast coming out soon.
Oh, no!
Hoping to get my
you heard it here
pregnant.
First. Oh, no!
Hoping.
No! Bleep it out!
Get her pregnant!
Bleep it out!
Get her pregnant! That's how I feel about the new Mulan. Get my girlfriend
no!
and watch the new Mulan.
Oh, intern, bleep it out. Intern, bleep it out. Bleep it out, intern.
Old Disney Mulan. Let's go back to the old Disney. Disney.
Yeah, so no, speaking of old Disney.
Mulan was dope. No complaints. Johnny, give it to him.
Thank you. Speaking of old Disney and pedophiles.
The Little Mermaid had a lot of sexual innuendos.
Oh my god, she was a child. All right, I'm gonna get sidetracked.
I love Ariel, she's dope.
I just said she was a child.
I wish I met a mermaid, but I didn't. Check back to the new Pirate Young Thug Freestyle coming out soon to all platforms. Thank you.
You heard it first. Nah, but... Yo, to get back to the Hollywood pedophilia. So, just like, and well, also old Disney films, which, I mean, same thing. In, like, The Lion King, how they had the word sex written in the stars.
I did not see that.
Are you serious?
No, I did not see
that. All right, Internet Phantoms Podcast, first time ever.
Research Zone.
I don't know what's going to come up if I type in Lion King sex. It's not like, it's like, oh, that's just...
Oh, come on.
No. This is what I was going to get at. It's not even that it's like, oh, yeah, it just looks like that. They took it out later in the years.
Oh, because, yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's not like people are just going, ooh, it looks like that.
It does look like it, but I mean, it's not noticeable.
But
like
the fact
I said,
that they took it out...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some people fucking said some shit.
Because if you look at, like, if you go to the Disney Plus...
Some shit
I feel like we're fucking plugging them.
Plug your shit, because if you don't plug your shit's gonna get leaked.
And yeah, that's just what I think. I think Disney and...
Shout out to DJ Drama.
Oh my god.
Like, fucking shout out Wiz Khalifa.
Shout Why?
Out, like, Ludacris.
What?
I don't even know.
Luda. I mean...
I just love everyone.
I mean, yeah, shout out Luda. Yeah, shout them all out, yeah.
Shout me out.
Shout out Renja Dank. You heard it
shout
first.
Shout out Renja Dank.
Internet Phantoms Podcast.
RenjaDank@gmail.com.
That email ain't even created.
That email is not even created, but it will be created by 12 o'clock midnight tonight.
Bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. Right. Bullshit. That's getting created right the fuck
bullshit.
Now.
Internet Phantoms Podcast exclusive.
Renja Dank makes a Gmail. An email. Is it an email or a Gmail? Jesus fucking Christmas trees.
I guess they're interchangeable, nah?
I quit. Gone. I can't handle this life anymore.
Oh my god, he's already over it.
I can't even make an email. I'll save my fucking life. I'm about to fucking throw my phone like a touchdown. I'll tell you that much. Gmail. Thank you guys for tuning into the Internet Phantoms Podcast. Shout out to Canada. We love you. Fucking renew your passport so you can go to Canada. Beautiful. Niagara Falls. Been there. Done that. You know, made of the mist. You know, propose to your girl on the fucking boat in the fucking middle of Niagara Falls. You know, we out here.
Is that your idea?
Yeah, it's my idea, but it got shot down. But let's not talk about that. And, you know, just fucking don't go to the American side. The Canadian side is beautiful. Shout out to Canada. We love you. Renja Dank.
The American side is just Rochester, right?
Bad. It's bad. Do not.
Boy, howdy. Did you like that story? Whew. I'm still shaking in my boots, I'll tell you what. Nah, I just want to make one thing clear. Henny Milk. Nah. Listeners are probably sick of hearing him talk about Hollywood pedophilia. I know I am. And he'll probably stop. Let's hope he'll stop. Nah, this next story is about someone very special to the Internet Phantoms Podcast. Mm-hmm. Kevin Dillon, that's right. He made his debut back with Heretic. And I'll tell you why, he has been a fan favorite ever since. So let's dig in and see what he's like off like 30 beers. We're always drunk. roll the story.
I'll reuse the condom.
He said that in the car. So I look at it, I was in the back seat, I go, dude, no wonder you have two kids.
Jesus.
Stop saying
my oh my god.
No, it's like, I'm gonna the five. This is an.
I'll record it like the random shit he says on the drive to work and the.
I'll make a whole segment
and just random Kevin Dillon.
No bullshit. I'll make a whole segment for Kevin Dillon morning.
So you know, like Jesse.
I'll make a whole side podcast. I was telling Kevin Dillon about that. How that's what I want to do eventually. If internet fandoms can get bigger.
Yeah,
I want that to be more like, more like an umbrella name. Internet Phantoms presents.
Like a
this
web.
This person.
Exactly.
Like a web. I mean, they used to make in school.
Yes, yeah.
Internet Phantoms in the middle.
Up top and then yes.
Have one. And that's then what I want to do. Branch that off. And then you can branch that. Yeah. And you can watch it.
And then there's Internet Phantoms. And then connected. IPA.
Yeah.
I was down just saying, we can get the brews going.
Face Tats Coffee Club. Yeah.
You want to help too?
Yeah, dude.
This is the thing.
He can
help
too.
It's not even like some faded bullshit. Like, the Internet Phantoms podcast has already been happening. I already, like, from 2 years of just this graphic design, I've never gone negative in my bank account. I'm not trying to boast, but it's like, so shit really happens if you want it to.
That means you're working.
Shit happens if you really want it to. So, like, how the Internet Phantoms podcast, we've already ranked in 5 months. So, yeah, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, yeah, we're going to be an umbrella.
Yeah, you're going to be much better.
Like, I'm like, this, so got, like it's not bullshit. Like, I believe in this. This podcast is going to happen. From, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, yeah, yeah. The second we get a fucking, what do you want to call it? Jesus Christ.
Sponsor?
Thank you. Yeah. That's when I know, okay, this is for life. I've been trying to get sponsored by Muscle Mac. Macaroni and cheese. I just seen them randomly and they had like 1,400 followers and I was like, I believe in this. They'll and then Face Tat sent them something mad unprofessional. He was like, yo, let us promo. With like 3 question marks. And I looked at it and I was like, you fucking son of a bitch. But I love where he came from for thinking of that. But yeah, I was like, this bastard was so unprofessional.
I tried to do that for Call of Duty.
But I think it can happen. Like, yeah, dude. Early morning,
absolutely.
Like, Wednesday mornings, I'll release fucking Kevin Dillon's fucking... K-Dill's Ride Home.
That's K-Dill thing. Drive to work.
Yeah, yo, like, anything. Lunch anything break. That sounds dope. Like, yo, let's buy a zebra, yo. It'd just be such weird shit, even if it was 2 minutes long.
K-Dill
like
clips,
it's still something like and it's still a podcast and I don't know.
You know how people make random noises.
It's the next
and
step
shit,
in
you
life.
Have
I feel
in a random 2 minute clip.
Nah, we'll make you a whole thing.
Nah,
2 minutes
long. I'll tell you something.
Well, I don't even care. I'll give you a fucking Republican podcast. I don't care.
I'm not. What do you mean, dude? I don't care about
no,
that.
No, but you
know
what I mean. Like,
have him record me about me being mad in the morning.
Yeah, just talk, just be you. I feel like that's what makes it.
You know
it.
How, like,
yeah,
shit,
I'll
record Monday morning.
I'll record him in the morning, dude. I got
yeah.
Well, you know what they say. When the cat's away, the Dillons come out to play. Mm-hmm. That's right. So you heard it here first. I hope you enjoyed those, wonderful wouldn't be the word I'd describe them as exactly. But hey, it's Internet Phantoms in their natural habitat, they're just fucking drunk. So you know what? Next time another Diaries of a Milkman comes out, I want you to grab a glass, grab a round ice cube, pour up something nice and dark, and you know what? Just sit back and drink with us, baby. It's almost the fall time. Nothing better to do than to drink. And when it's summer, there's nothing better to do than to drink. And you know what? When you're just awake and you're alive, there's nothing better to do than to drink. You heard it here first, baby. We'll see you cats next week.
I'm just sick of living in the past with you. I know that you're happier with someone new. There never was a day I didn't love you too. Tell me all your secrets while I comfort you. I'm just sick of living in the past with you. I know that you're happier with someone new. There never was a day I didn't love you too. Tell me all your secrets while I comfort you. I'ma comfort you, I still love you boo. All the fish you do still put on.
something new. Really wish we grew from all the shit we do. I'm just sick of living in the past with you. I know that you're happier with someone new. There never was a day I didn't love you too. Tell me all your secrets while I comfort you. I'm so stuck to you. Girl, you changed my view. Haven't seen my crew. All my pills, they blew. Spending all my racks upon designer shoes. Yeah, she has no clue. This shit is deja vu. Girl, you killed my mood. Don't tell me what to do. I don't know what to do. Don't know what to prove. Now I gotta move. Now I gotta move. Now I gotta move. I'm just sick of living in the past with you. I know that you're happier with someone new. There never was a day I didn't love you too. Tell me all your secrets while I comfort you.
Living in the past, please just take me back. I don't want these racks, I just wanted us to last. I see you with the bling now, where we could have been now. Sometimes I just wanna shout, my mind is full of all these doubts. So chasing me like a mouse, remember when you had that blouse. Tell me what you're about, bow, 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 bow. I don't wanna move on, I'm feeling so gone. By myself in a dawn, I never did you wrong. I never did you wrong, oh, oh. Just you wrong, oh, 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 oh. But now.